Without all their lies, black lives are better off. Better off, better off. The history we were taught was full of lies. Religion we were given, it helped lead to our demise. And now you see it in their eyes. They scared of what they see because they see how quickly we rise. Ain't no more holding us back, ain't no more keeping us down. You see the lightning that struck, now you hear that thunderous sound. A million men marching around. Just think of what we could get done if we stood as one. We'd be better off. Without all they lies, our lives are better off. Without all they lies, our lives are better off. It's death, destruction, a lot of turmoil. Terrorism done by white Americans on American soil. Journey with me to May 31st, 1921, where a heinous act of terrorism was done. Segregated cause they hated the ones that looked like you and me. But for this black community that helped us thrive so beautifully. Economic independence, it's all black owned. So they devised a plan, the white man destroyed the land. Using Mr. Dick Rowland, who was falsely accused. But that's all they needed to use to help spark the fuse that would lead to an event that would headline the news. And it would read, due to a riot, nigga towns burned down. Death throughout the streets, hundreds of dead. Survivors like Miss Hazel Jones had to run scared. Remember seeing it with their own eyes. Airplanes up above, dropping bombs from the sky. 35 blocks were completely destroyed. The massacre of black men, women, girls, and boys. On the word of a white woman named Miss Sarah Page, whose lies threw white people in a rage, in a rage. It was a race war, so let's call it that. They wanted to eradicate everyone that was black. Without the hatred displayed in Oklahoma that day, then Black Wall Street would have been better off. Without the hatred displayed that day, we better off. Without all their lives, black lives are better off. Here comes another surprise, don't act like they do with slavers. So why would they share a religion with us that would save us, when you can see they all hate us? Yeah, they gave us the good book, to keep us in line, to keep us all shook. The part that would keep us obedient, keep us submissive, and keep us all stuck on they hook. It's a low-down dirty shame. They beating us, whipping us, hanging us, lynching us, selling us, stealing us, raping us, killing us, and they doing this all in Jesus' name. I'm not saying that he doesn't exist, I'm just saying, damn it, where'd he go, man? And Lord have mercy, why did you curse me to bear all these burdens and go through this pain? Is it because we live home, even though they did us wrong? And even though after 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears, you see we stand strong. And now they can see after all of their worst of their curses, all of their chickens have come home. And we realize without their lies, our lives are better off.